What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Words, my friends in Christ, from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If I were to invite you to come to devotions in honor of St. Ambrose, you would probably be somewhat puzzled about who I was talking about. St. Ambrose is not a saint who is very well known in our own time among the members of the laity. He is, however, well known among the members of the traditional Catholic clergy. St. Ambrose, whose feast we celebrated this past week, wrote many commentaries on the Gospels. And priests, when they read the Divine Office, read a number of these commentaries by St. Ambrose throughout the course of the Church's liturgical year. I think it's generally agreed among we priests when we discuss this that of all the authors in whose works appear in the traditional breviary, the writings of St. Ambrose are really the toughest to understand in many ways, his vocabulary, sentence structure, his references, and so on. He's the type of saint whose writings make you reach for the Latin dictionary. I suppose this is somewhat appropriate that his writings are so tough to understand, because he was actually a fairly tough man himself. He was anything but a reed shaken by the wind. He was born in the year 340, and at the age of 34, he was elected bishop of Milan. He tried to escape, but at the insistence of the emperor, Ambrose was ordained a priest and consecrated a bishop. Shortly after his election, Ambrose wrote a complaint to the Emperor Valentinian about the activities that some of his officials were engaged in. And the response he got back from the emperor was this, that I'm acquainted with your straightforward speech, but that didn't prevent me from consenting to your election. So continue to speak out against our sins. And Ambrose did exactly that. The times in which he lived were particularly turbulent. There was a warfare going on in morals, in religion, in politics. The great threat against Europe was the invasion from the east of the Goths. Bit by bit, they were overrunning Europe, and it was a time of great civil unrest and great unrest in society. In addition to this, there was the Arian heresy, which was also a heresy that was spread by the Goths. This was infecting the Catholic hierarchy. So there was this and more for Ambrose to battle against. He gave away his personal goods to the church, to the poor and the needy. He concentrated his work on the care of souls and on his own sanctification. But he began with his own sanctification. His personal life was filled with all sorts of hard work. He preached, ministered his diocese, and there was a constant struggle that he engaged against against all these forces that would threaten the faith and that would threaten society. He was really an example of courage. Many times his enemies said that they were going to kill him. They decreed his death. And there was one official who sent a threat to St. Ambrose who said, "You despise the emperor and I'll cut your head off." And Ambrose said in response to him, "Well, may God permit it, and I shall suffer as a bishop, and you will act according to your kind." On another occasion, he told the Emperor Theodosius off. He told him that you're not supposed to be in the sanctuary of the church during Mass. The Emperor thought that was some privilege that he had. But St. Ambrose said very straightforwardly that it is lawful for none other than sacred ministers to remain in the sanctuary of the church. Go and stand with the rest. The emperor, taken aback, apologized to the saint. There's another example. Theodosius ordered the execution of several thousand Christians who opposed his plans. And Ambrose forthrightly condemned the slaughter. And again, he got the emperor to do penance. He's really a wonderful figure for the Advent season. We can see in him someone who followed the example of the other Advent saint, Saint John the Baptist. What went you out into the desert to see, a reed shaken by the wind? Neither Saint Ambrose nor Saint John were reeds shaken by the wind. They were men of steel. Saint Ambrose and Saint John, in whose footsteps he followed, were both men of courage. That they were brave enough to do penance, to correct their own faults, to give up the cares of this world, to fast and to pray. In the case of St. Ambrose, to study, to write, to promote the Catholic faith according to the talents that God had given them. And they both devoted themselves to the service of others and to the truth. They're an example not only for leaders in the church, but for all Christians, for everyone in Christian society. It's important in the society of your home as families, those of you who are mothers and fathers, to put this example of St. Ambrose and St. John the Baptist into practice in your own way. You may not get to correct emperors, their faults, but you certainly have the obligation to correct your children. And while you certainly cannot give away all your goods, as St. Ambrose did, nevertheless, you can engage in acts of self-denial of your own and mortification, especially appropriate during the Advent season, and you can learn to correct your own faults, so that you can lead those with whom God has charged you by example. St. Ambrose corrected moral error. He told the emperor that you're wrong and that you have to do penance. And so did St. John the Baptist. He had his head cut off for his forthrightness. And these men are example for our own daily lives, that we sacrifice our own self-interest, our own satisfaction for the good of others, and that we insist on the keeping of the moral law. If we wish to follow them, we must do as they did. So in your own way, make the resolution today not to be a shaking reed when it comes to right and wrong. Pray for the grace to follow the example of St. John the Baptist and of the other great Advent saint, St. Ambrose, and be fearless when it comes to doing what is right. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.